Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. About 750 years before Christ, the nation of Israel had become thoroughly corrupt. Its worship had become a sham. Isaiah called the Israelites a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children who are corruptors. He accused God's people of having forsaken the Lord and having provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. They are gone away backward. Isaiah 1:5. Isaiah's description of the nation's sinfulness reminds one of some features of American culture. God had disciplined his people for their ungodliness, but they had not returned to the Lord. The prophet spoke for God when he told the Israelites, "From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment." Isaiah 1:6. If we have ever needed proof that human nature has not changed over the centuries, Isaiah's words ought to provide all the information we need on that topic. A brief survey of moral and spiritual conditions in our day would show conclusively that human beings are very similar to what they were 3,000 years ago. Although Isaiah does not mention the condition of homes among the Israelites, we know that adultery and divorce were rampant in the nation. Every form of immorality you can imagine was destroying the effectiveness of their worship and their influence on surrounding nations. Isaiah 5 gives a list of the sins which were prominent among the Jewish people. The rich were getting richer by taking advantage of the poor. Isaiah 5:10. The Jews were more interested in having a good time than in serving the living God. They rose up early in the morning to devote themselves to strong drink. They made sure they had sufficient entertainment, but they did not regard the work of the Lord. Neither did they consider the operation of His hands. Isaiah 5:11 and 12. Like so many in our culture, they were thoroughly confused about good and evil. They put darkness for light, and light for darkness. They put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Isaiah 5:20. Does any of this resemble what you see on television and read in the daily paper? Tragically, hundreds of thousands of our high school and college young people admit to binge drinking on a regular basis. Binge drinking for boys means 4 or 5 drinks in a very short time. For girls, binge drinking means 3 or 4 drinks in a brief period. Binge drinking can result in acute alcohol poisoning and other serious health problems. It can also seriously affect the brain. Binge drinkers and other drinkers are a menace on our highways. Who among us has not lost a family member or a friend because of someone's drinking and driving? My family has suffered because drunk drivers kill my wife's grandfather, her mother, and her older sister. Isaiah described the dreadful moral condition in Israel and then said, in effect, nothing is being done to correct them. There is no soundness in Israel. The nation is filled with wounds, bruises, and putrefying sores, but they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. What are we doing to correct problems relating to alcohol, pornography, gambling, abortion, and such like? Do we have enough sense to examine the Old Testament and learn from what happened to the Israelites? The Apostle Paul listed some of the grievous sins of the Israelites: idolatry, sexual immorality, tempting God, and murmuring, and then said, "Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." 1 Corinthians 10:11. Reading Isaiah's description of the moral conditions among God's people may make us depressed and discouraged, but we can do something about the immorality in our country. We must remember that silence can be sinful. Thank you, and may God bless you.